Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Northern Oklahoma's new winning wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties, and it's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to be slow to develop early in the week here as traders look for the mandatory report this morning in order to get a good indication of negotiated trade numbers last week and average trade levels. It's expected the live trade will be pegged between $94 and $95, and that's what we saw here in our part of the country last week. But the ability to post steady to higher cash values from the previous week may be the boost the cash cattle markets needed during a lackluster month of July. Showless distribution and inventory taking is likely to be the main focus this morning, although both sides continue to focus on continued strong production levels and questions about overall demand growth through the end of the summer. Mixed trades expected to slowly develop today as traders continue to hold prices in the lower end of the trading range, but hovering just above long-term support levels in order to not spark any significant technical selling. Well, on the grains, wheat markets mixed overnight with gains being seen in Minneapolis and Chicago, while small losses are posted in Kansas City. Wheat markets have witnessed an impressive recovery off the lows, which had Chicago as much as 5 to 6 cents lower. Strength Friday was predicted on smaller than expected wheat production estimates from the USDA, as well as a multi-year low in carryout for winter wheat and the purchases of wheat by China. Sharply lower corn prices overnight, with December futures gapping lower at the Sunday night open. Although some buying has occurred to lift prices off the lows, in just two sessions, corn futures have given back more than two-thirds of the entire acreage report rally, giving some traders suspicion we've seen the summer highs. If the seasonal highs are indeed in, producer marketing was not likely heavy enough the last 2 weeks to get caught up in a comfortable position relative to the size of the crop in the field. On the soybeans, the soy complex is sharply lower overnight, gapping lower at the overnight open, just like corn, to push two-day losses to 17 cents. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close on Monday, August live cattle up 122 at, make that August live cattle up 75 cents, $100 even. October up 65, 104.57. August feeder cattle up 122 at 135.75. September was up 115, 137.32. Kansas City wheat, July down 4 3/4 at 447 and a quarter. September down a penny, 451. Chicago wheat, July up 9 1/2 this morning, 535 3/4. September down 3 1/2, 530 1/2. July corn down 7 1/4, 333 1/4. December's down 8 cents this morning, 336 3/4. July soybeans down 6 3/4, 891 1/2. November is down 8 1/4 at 882 1/2 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.